High in the Swiss Alps, 5-year-old Heidi arrives at her grandfather's solitary mountain hut, abandoned by her aunt Delette, who can no longer care for her. The villagers whisper fearfully about Alm Uncle, once respected but now a bitter recluse after losing everything to drinking and gambling. Yet when confronted with this unexpected intrusion, something in the old man softens as he watches Heidi's uninhibited delight in her new surroundings. While he maintains his gruff exterior, he carefully prepares a proper bed of hay for her and shares their simple meal of cheese, bread, and fresh milk. As evening falls, Heidi dances joyfully around the ancient fir trees, enchanted by the wind rushing through their branches. Her grandfather watches from the doorway, his weathered face unreadable, yet something has shifted in his demeanor. This small, uninvited guest has brought a spark of life to his solitary existence that he never anticipated, and perhaps never wanted. Each morning brings new discoveries as Heidi joins Peter the goatherd and his charges on their daily climb to higher pastures. While Peter diligently manages his scattered flock, Heidi immerses herself completely in the alpine wonderland, gathering armfuls of wildflowers, befriending each goat by name, and marveling at their distinct personalities. Her compassionate nature emerges strongly when she pleads with Peter not to threaten the goats with his stick, touching something in the young boy that makes him solemnly promise never to harm them. As evening approaches, the setting sun transforms the mountain peaks into a spectacular display of crimson and gold. Heidi stands transfixed, her small face reflecting the magnificent light show, relieved by Peter's matter-of-fact assurance that this beauty will return daily. Through Heidi's innocent perspective, we discovered the profound satisfaction found in life's fundamental pleasures. The sweet taste of fresh mountain milk, the soft carpet of alpine flowers beneath bare feet, and the daily miracle of sunset painting the peaks. Her natural exuberance gradually penetrates her grandfather's carefully constructed emotional walls, awakening long-dormant feelings of tenderness. Heidi's compassion extends to Peter's blind grandmother, who lives in a dilapidated cottage down the mountain. When Heidi mentions how the house rattles frighteningly in the wind, her grandfather immediately repairs it. The grandmother is overwhelmed with gratitude, though grandfather gruffly dismisses her thanks while thoroughly completing the work, allowing the elderly woman to sleep peacefully for the first time in years. Throughout winter, he takes Heidi to visit regularly, these visits becoming the grandmother's greatest joy. Their conversations reveal the grandmother's wisdom and faith despite her hardships. This relationship showcases another dimension of healing as the grandfather, once feared by villagers, begins reintegrating into the community through acts of kindness. Heidi's natural empathy creates connections between isolated individuals, her grandfather, Peter, and his grandmother, forming a meaningful mountain community. These bonds of compassion demonstrate how even small kindnesses can transform lives, providing both physical comfort and emotional sustenance. After 3 years in the mountains, Heidi's world shatters when her aunt Detette takes her to Frankfurt to be a companion for Clara, a wealthy invalid girl. Miss Rottermeier, the stern housekeeper, is dismayed to find Heidi is only 8, illiterate, and unfamiliar with formal customs. Heidi struggles painfully with city life. Tall buildings block the sky, with no mountains, goats, or wildflowers in sight. Her innocent social blunders horrify Miss Rottermeier, but delight Clara, who finds Heidi's unpredictable nature a refreshing change from her monotonous existence. This contrast between natural mountain freedom and artificial urban constraints reveals how environments shape well-being. Heidi's spirit withers in the confined household, while Clara finds Heidi's mountain stories almost magical. Clara's grandmother arrives and immediately recognizes what others miss. Heidi suffers from acute homesickness. Unlike Miss Rottermeier, who tries to rename her Adelaide, Mrs. Sessamon insists, "If a person is called Heidi and has grown accustomed to that name, I call her by the same." When showing Heidi picture books, the grandmother understands the child's tears upon seeing a shepherd with his flock. She offers practical help, promising Heidi a book once she learns to read and teaching her about prayer. When something distresses you, ask God to help, for He can give us happiness and take away our troubles. Within a week, Heidi learns to read. Where Miss Rottermeier sees only problems, Grandmother Sesemann recognizes Heidi's intelligence and emotional needs, addressing her struggles while giving her tools for future challenges. Despite Clara's friendship and Grandmother Sesemann's kindness, Heidi's homesickness becomes unbearable. From her window, she sees only buildings, rarely experiencing nature. When spring returns, she hides with hands over her eyes, longing for mountain sunshine. Meanwhile, the household is disturbed when the front door is found open each morning. After failed investigations, Mr. Sesemann returns with his doctor friend to solve the mystery. At midnight, they discover little Heidi sleepwalking in her nightgown. The doctor gently explains her intense homesickness causes this, her mountain dreams so vivid she unconsciously acts them out nightly. He prescribes immediate return to her mountain home, as no medicine can cure her wasting condition. Only mountain air can save her. Heidi's return unfolds like a symphony of joy as she races up the path to reunite with her grandfather and the goats, who instantly recognize her. She sleeps soundly in her bed of fresh hay, her burning longing finally satisfied. The healing continues when Heidi discovers her grandmother's songbook and reads hymns that move the blind woman to tears. Later, the grandfather watches her sleep and whispers a prayer of repentance. The following summer, Clara visits the mountain. When Peter, consumed by jealousy, destroys Clara's wheelchair, disaster becomes opportunity. With Heidi and Peter's help, Clara attempts to stand and walk. With daily practice, she grows stronger until she can walk short distances unassisted, overwhelming her father and grandmother when they witness this transformation. As the story concludes, each character has been transformed. Heidi has brought joy to everyone. Clara has found physical healing. The grandfather has moved from isolation to community. And Peter remains part of their extended family. The doctor purchases the grandfather's winter house, securing Heidi's future while preserving their independence. Together, Heidi, Peter, and the grandmother reflect on the summer's miracles, with the elderly woman asking Heidi to read a hymn to thank heaven for its mercies. The lasting legacy of this tale lies in its affirmation that simple goodness transforms lives. Through love, compassion, and connection with nature, even wounded souls find healing. The story reassures us that life's difficulties can be overcome through faith, perseverance, and human kindness, a message as relevant today as when Johanna Spyrie wrote this tale nearly 150 years ago. What mountains in your own life might offer healing power if only you would climb them?